Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, joins us. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. You know, John's been giving you a hard time all day today on his show. You know that, Lou?
Me?
Yeah,
why?
You. Because he says that he, even though he's done it for 26 years, you can never come to his Thomas Jefferson event because he always plans it on Saturday mornings when you're working.
Yeah, he hates me. He really, I mean, he tells people that he's my friend. I've known him for 30 years. Not once could I come. Oh, I go, how about we do this at night? You know, we could have like a bar, like people could have drinks. Oh, no, say that's really tough for me. I'd rather just do it at 10 o'clock on a Saturday. Guess what? I work 10 o'clock on Saturday. Thanks a lot.
He's afraid you're going to upstage him. That's what it is.
I doubt it.
Okay, Mr. Fix-It is with us. Here's your first question. Lou, I have several long cracks, some inch across or 2 inches deep, in cement in freestanding garage. No water seeps in, but it fills up with dirt. A cement company said the whole floor would have to be demolished, and I'm wondering if there's something I can get to fill the cracks.
I mean, if it's sound, you know, in other words, it's not... it's not leaning or anything like that. I would use like a blower, you know, like a leaf blower or something like that, or a shop vac, suck out everything that you can. And as long as the gap is not more than 3/8 of an inch, there's a great caulking that you can use on cement that has little bits of aggregate in it, and it's called slab, S-L-A-B. And if you carefully put that inside there, it will keep the dirt from there, and it'll look a lot better.
Okay, slab. Can I use that in a little part that has, you know, we've got new cement as well, and there's like a 6-inch by 3-inch piece that kind of just flaked up and off near the garage?
You mean like a it spalled a little bit, like the top coat came off?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no, there you want to use something called Tintcrete, T-I-N-T-Crete, which is a, you know, you can feather it nice and smooth, and they make it in two colors, one for new concrete, which is more gray, and older concrete that has a little bit of a brown to it, and it comes in different sizes, and if you go, you can probably find it online. I don't know if you can order it online, but you can find stores that sell it. Tintcrete, it's called.
You know, I talked to Byron Andreas about this, and he lost his mind. Why did they put an expansion joint in there?
Right. Like, he's right about that.
I know. I'm like, I don't know, Byron. I wasn't there. I don't know cement. All right. We've got a question for you. This is Rich on line one. Rich, what is your question for Lou Manfredini?
Hey, Lou. We just bought about a 35-year-old home that has a concrete patio, and the patio has those wood spacers that have all rotted out, and we have a quote, but the person that wants to put in the new concrete patio suggested to leave the existing patio. The only thing he would take out would be the steps, which have kind of settled. And he would pour the new concrete over the existing and then pour new steps. What's your thoughts about pouring concrete over an existing patio?
Absolutely not. The reason is that the substrate underneath there, so here's the problem. You can do that, and we'll save you all kinds of money, right? But then when the old concrete fails and then it cracks, and then you call the guy back, they say, well, it wasn't my concrete that failed, it was the concrete underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is absolutely, I mean, Lisa just talked about him. Call Andreas Construction. They'll do it the right way. They'll pull it all out. They'll make sure that the base is what's most important. The concrete is the last part of it. That's the dressing. But the stone and the compaction underneath there, that is the recipe for the concrete lasting a long time and not cracking.
That's so great, Lou. My nephew has a concrete company in Wisconsin, and his wife does all their social media. And yesterday she just posted a video of him putting in the base, and she played Meghan Trainor's It's All About the Base, About the Base. And it's been stuck in my head, and I thought, that's a brilliant social media campaign there.
It is. I mean, it is the truth for concrete or pavers or asphalt, all of that. If the base is no good, Whatever you put on top will be no good.
And Lou, you talked about an enzyme for sinks last week. Someone is asking, is that EcoFlow?
EcoFlow, correct. E-C-O-F-L-O. It might be W, it might be O. I can't remember. But EcoFlow, it's made by the same company that makes InstaFlow out of Texas.
And ask Lou if it's okay to spray paint my sockets. I'm concerned about having dried paint in the air little holes, or is it better just to replace them to make sure I don't block the air circulation? Is he talking about electrical sockets? Or
You can spray paint the socket. That's okay. I mean, I would just make sure that there's no electricity to that. You know, if there's a circuit, I would kill it first. There's no breathing that happens with a socket, so don't worry about that. And it does get warm, but now if you're using an LED bulb, then you don't really have to use a high heat paint because they don't get that warm.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be listening Saturday morning.
Thank you very much.
Lou Manfredini, 6 to 10 Saturday morning. Don't miss him.